Die B'nai HaGoel HaMechaber, right in their introduction to the Shulchan Aruch, the Akdomas B'nai HaGoel HaMechaber to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is Hilches Nide Shehoyer Leizik Nusay. He wrote the whole Shulchan Aruch in the early years, but Hilches Nide he wrote on a later date. Then the Tzemach Tzedek writes in Shalash Yitshuvas Chelek Yiredeye, Simen Kuf Lamed, HaMadura Basra Shalai Shekosav Beladi Beziknusei Achar Chibur HaShulchan Aruch Shonim Rabbis. So we see that the Pnim of Hilchas Nida was written after other parts of the Shulchan Aruch, something like in the Tov Kuf Mems, but much later, in the last years, he wrote the Madura Basra. In the Madura Basra, he was chazer from different halachas that he passed in Shulchan Aruch. What caused him to change his mind to be chazer of some halachas? So we see that the Bnei HaGoel HaMechaber write in the Hakdome that the Shulchan Aruch is miyused al pi das kol ha-poiskim rishonim v'acharonim u'bereishim harav Baal HaMogen Avrom lehifriz al hamido lachlik aleihem rak lachriya b'neihem. He was always trying not to be choylik on the Mogen Avrom, who he admired so much. Only when there is a machleket between him and other poskim, he would be machriya. But he didn't feel that he is ready to be choylik on the Mogen Avrom. That was in the early years when he was mechaber the Shulchan Aruch. But in the later years, when he was mechaber in the Madura Basra, writes the Divrei Nechemia in Shalash Yitshuvah Simer Chof Alef, Sheyedua, Shebishulchan Aruch Nidchak Harbei, Shelelitches Kol Divrei Achreinim Zal, Bifrat Divrei HaMogen Avrom, Ma Sheinkim Besef Yomov, Sheheisif Chochmo, Hemid Al Daiti Agdeisher, Lachlik aleihem afilu lehokel b'chol mar shalei nir alei, when he saw proof from the Rishonim not like the Mogen Avrom. And this is mainly the topic of the Madura Basra that he wrote in the last years. He wrote then on Hilchas Nidia Madura Basra and on Hilchas Shabbos, several. Zemereish Mem Gimel, Reish Nantes, and Shin Aleph. The whole Ariches, the largest Madura Basra, and Reish Mem Gimel is to explain why he decides now not to rely on the Mogen Avrom, even though in Shulchan Aruch he relied on the Mogen Avrom. As we see, that the Madura Basra to Reish Mem Gimel, he keeps writing the Leike Mogen Avrom Sheheisi Daiti Lidas Acheres Veze Einei Uma Shekosev Mogen Avrom Shom Ze Einei Uma Shekosev Mogen Avrom De Mayre Bishal Nochi Ze Einei B'mashnu Mashma Aloshin Klal. So I just quote the words, but it's a long Madura Basra that he proves, not like the Hagdore in Amir El Nochri, like the Mogen Avrom, but he explains it in a different way, with different maskones that come la locha lemaise, different. For a regular person, it is very difficult to find those details that the Alter Rebbe was chazer in the Madura Basra, in Amir Elanochri in Shabbos, and in Hilchas Nida, because it's not written like Psokim, it's written like a pilpul, and a very short language. So it's very hard in our new edition of the Shulchan Aruch, and every detail that comes a different maskona in the Madura Basra, in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Nida, it would be explained in the footnotes what his maskona is in the Madura Basra, different than what he says in the Shulchan Aruch. The same thing we find also this Alter Rebbe is explaining himself beremez ubekitzer in the Seder Birkas Hananim. First he was mechaber the Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Birkas Hananim and the Luach Birkas Hananim, but then he was mechaber a Seder Birkas Hananim. Why do you need the Seder Birkas Hananim when you have already the Luach Birkas Hananim, which is a collection of halachas of Birkas Hananim that are more negeah lemaisa lekol echad? So the Alter Rebbe is writing a very short introduction. Seder Birkas Hananim ve'ele meisif al harishenim ktsas kedushei halachas bruches melukotis mesifrei hakadmoinim shelo nikbeu beluach harishon hamiyusad meshuchlal al pidas v'achreinim. He writes here in short that in Luach Birkas Hananim he was relying on the Achreinim, even when he had a kashe on them. But here in the Seder Birkas Hananim, he is basing his halachas, his maskones, on the kadmeinim, even though when he has to be chelek on the maskone of the Achreinim, like the Mogen Avrom. And the same thing is also in the Madura Basra, to Hilchas Nida in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. Obviously, there is no Mogen Avrom on Hilchas Nida. He wrote only on Erechayim. In the Hilchas Nida, the Alter Rebbe is building much the halachas and the understanding of the crazy place of Rabbi Yenis and Eifshitz. Also in this halacha of Ksomim and Hargoshe, he relies on the Biur of the Kresiu Plesi and the Sheryankiv. They're both several generations earlier, the Alter Rebbe, two or three generations. But here in the Madura Basra, he is chelek on them. Like he is starting the Madura Basra to Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Ma shekosvu betshuva shevyankiv ubekresi uplesi. You cannot say that. Hobehed yomer Abaye differently. And therefore he is chelek on them. And he is coming to different maskona in the Madura Basra. Not only this, after he finished the Madura Basra, there is still the new bio in the halacha, is still hard and deichak. So he writes a long hagoe base, where he writes that even this is difficult to understand, and it's a deichak. So therefore he comes with a third bio in the halachas of Argoshe and of Ksomim. And according to that, could come out different halacha lemaise. But we still don't know if we pass different halacha lemaise. So let us discuss the dinim of Ksomim and Argoshe as he understands it in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see how he understands it in the Madura Basra and why he is chelek on the maskona of Shulchan Aruch, And then we'll see how he is changing his mind again and is coming to the third understanding of Hargosha and Ksomim. And then we will see if how it is in our days, how much we rely on this. So let's start with the halacha of Hargosha. The Gemara says that if she didn't have Hargosha, she didn't feel the blood is coming out, she is only Tome Midrabonon and not Minatero. And therefore, Bodko Karka Elom, and she sat down on it, and then she got up, and she saw dam there, it's a kesem, blear goshe, and it's not minatero. Not only it's not minatero, it's even midrabonon also toir, because the rabbonon said that it is tomei only if it's on, she found it on something which is mekabel tumo, but the karka is not mekabel tumo. So therefore she is toher. Why? Because she didn't have her goshen. That's what the Gemara says. Then there is the dinim of kesem. So when the Simen Kuf Tzadik starts with the dinim of ksomim, the Shulchan Aruch also says it's because it's no Hargosha, because she didn't feel, she just found it. So therefore, if she finds it on something which is not a Kabel Tumo, she is toyer. Even if it's on a Beged, which is a Kabel Tumo, but it is colored, they also didn't gaze her, so she is toyer. So therefore, when a lady is afraid, she'll find the kesem, she puts on clothes that are big litziv oinim, even the kesem will be found and she'll be toher. Because she didn't have her goshe, it's kosher midatero, and because it's big litziv oinim, it's toher midrabanan. Starts out Rebbe explaining it on the beginning of the Simen Kuf Tzadik. Right in the beginning. Let's see, he explains it in two ways. Let's see first how he explains it in the first way and the second way, and then we'll go further to see what is this maskone and the dinim of Hargosha and Ksomim. So the Alter Rebbe says that if lo yirgisho, even though she is sure that it comes from here, tmeo midrabanon kedeleil simen kufpegimel, because she didn't have Hargosha. But it's only tumas kesem. If she knows that it came without Hargosha, im yedua shiroa sublem shleib Hargosha. V'nafkimine, Linya Rosal Begitsevua, El the Vashidim Kabel Tumo, Kedel Kamen Sifyut, that she is Toyer and Gansen. Afal Pi Hargosha, when she finds it on a Beged, could be it's on a Beged already for many hours, and she maybe had some kind of Hargosha, but she didn't realize, and she forgot. It's already a few hours old. So he goes on and explains ubekesem animtso begufo ubibgodeho af al pi sheyashlim shemizman ravu veim ragisho velo yadaito lichashina lochem diraiz elam derabonon therefore it's tumas ksomim. Whenever she doesn't remember that she had Hargosha, it's tumas ksomim, and therefore it's an if it's on a big ditziv enim, she is toher. That's the first biur, and that's the biur that the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Alter Rebbe doesn't rely on this itself. And he starts giving a second understanding what is the reason that Ksomim is only Tomim in the Rabbonim. And he goes on and says, there is a day that Bisman Merube, you can't rely on Hargosha that she didn't feel. Maybe she was Margish several hours ago and she didn't realize and she forgot. So therefore the not Hargosha is not a reason that Somim should be Midrabanan. And she found later down. She's torn because it's not Argosha, because this is just a few minutes. She sat down and she got up and she saw blood. But if it's a chasm that she found, maybe it's already a few hours. So you can't rely on this time. So what will this day say? Why? Ksomim is only in the Rabbanon. So he says, and even there is a day that Argosha is a day in the Gemara, but we don't paskin like that. So if Argosha is not making it should be Torah Medir Aisa, so why is Ksomim only in the Rabbanon? So he gives a second beer. Leki Isura di Raisa Viksomim, Shenemar Dam I Yezevo Dam Vali Kesem. When Rabbi Kiva was martyr, Ksomim, the Talmidim wondered. So he told them, why are you wondering? It says a pasuk, Dami Yezevo, Dam, Velei Kesem. What is Kesem different than Dam? It's not Exeris HaKosov. So he says, the time Mishum Deikele Meimer, Eimer Me'al Me'osem Kesem Zeh. She found on her clothes, a tipas dam, maybe it's from somewhere else. In those days, when a lady needed to prepare a chicken, she took the chicken to the shechet, and he shechted it, and he shechted then a lot of chickens for other people. So could be a drop of blood went on her clothes. Even if she doesn't remember that. But it says Damel in Kesem, because maybe it's from Avram Shukshel Tabochim, even if she doesn't remember. How he says, Hechmiru, Rabbonan, Hechmiru, Belei, Makirlu, Mavadi, Megufo, Macha, Sheilu, Davo, Litlis, Bo, Kesem, Ze, Lei, Mershem, Menu, Bo, Macha, Sheidu, Allah, Sheilu, Nisasko, Biksomim. She doesn't remember where it should come. But still there is a pasuk. That Tzemach Tzedek explains it in a tshuva. The dam v'lei kesem means that only vaday dam migufo, and not it's a kesem when it's only a sofek. And he says it like it says, mamzer vaday v'lei sofek. So it's a limud in a pasuk that has to be for sure, not even a small sofek, and since it's possible that she went in the Shuk Shel Tabochim, even she doesn't remember that, so we are minatero, it's toyer. That's the second biur, has nothing to do with Argosha. So we have two biurim in Ksomim. Either because she wasn't margish, either because Dam Vali Kesem, because it's a Tzofek, Shemo Avro, Meshuk Shel Tabochim. Obviously, the main Tam is the first one, that she wasn't Margish. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Comes on this, the Alter Rebbe is asking a Shaila. How can we say that whatever she wasn't Margish, it's Komotamater? We know that if she is Bedek, it's also Minatero. It says in several places. If Minalulufnim is Vaday Tomei. If Minalulufnim is Sofek Tomei. But there is Tomei Minatero. Why is it Sofek? Why is it Tommy, she wasn't Margish. So here comes the beer of Shemf Yankiv and Crazy Place that the Alter Rebbe brings down in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Sif Kotten Gimel. First he says that Argoshe, that how it comes out from the Mokim to the Prosder, with the Rabbonon, it's Meo. She wasn't Margish by the Bdike. V'chol she nimtzo al ho'ed, she ichnisose bifnim u botko atzme bon. Ha'reize b'cheske shebo b'argoshe. She wasn't Margish. She didn't realize because she felt her Bdike. So maybe it came out and she thought it's Argoshe's aid. This svara of Argoshe's aid, maybe Argoshe's aid, says the Gemara. But the Gemara says that Legabi Ledas Vishamai in a specific case. There is Batume, there is a Tumas Mesles. If she sees Dam, maybe it came yesterday, so therefore everything that she touched yesterday is Tomei. Bishamei says no. Why? Because just yesterday she didn't feel. Asks Rashi, now she did feel. Says Rashi, now she was Bedek. So when it's Bedek, even she didn't feel, maybe she felt and she thought it's the Bdike what she is feeling. That's what Bishamei says. So we use this as Bore to explain why when you see Bibdikates also Benatero, even though she wasn't Margish, because Shemo, she thought that it's the feeling of the Bdike. This is the Shitta of the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch. That if she saw a kesem, it's also either because she wasn't margish, either because she over b'shuk shel tamuchim. If botko karka ilom, it's not a long time, so if she didn't feel, it's mutter menatero, just to masksumim. If she was bedek, even though she wasn't margish, we assume that she was margish, but she thought it's the argoshe of the end. This is the shit of the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch. So he comes in Kuntresachem and he says, this idea I took from the Shev Yankev and the Crazy Place here from Yenis Nefshitz. But in the Gemara you cannot explain that. Why? Because the Gemara says that if she found minalul lefnim, it's vaday tmeyo minatero. If minalul lechutz, maybe it came from the lul, so it's sofek tmeyo. So the Gemara says that's if she found it on the floor of the proizdor. What if she found it on the gag of the proizdor? Brings the Alter Rebbe, Ma shekosef betshuves shev yankiv b'kreisi plesi, hatam de b'dikim b'esachitz and tmeim de reiser mishum de argoshes eid hui hi. Ho behed ye oma rabaye besuge de cheder proizdor, eimer shokaso. Why is she told me when she found it on the roof? And the gag of the prisoner, the gag, the dam goes on the floor of the prisoner. How does it get to the gag? It's because she bended so much, so it came up. Or she jumped, it's darko, and it came up. That's what the expire explains. Ulamaskonashom, Serfim Trumo Kochim, Mihai Taim, Medeim Shochas, Benimzum in Alul, ולפנים בגן גניה. So we see that even though you cannot say she thought it's Bdikas aid and she had a hargosha, because when it came to this roof, to the gag of the praise there, there was no Bdike. So we see that even without Bdike, also we say that it's Tomei by Bdike. So we must say it's not because she thought it's Bdika's aid, the Tziarosa. We must say that since it's a long time, maybe it came up to the ceiling, to the roof, Gaga Prisder, and there when she was bathed, came in, but she was margish because it may be there for a few hours. Because in Zman Merube, we say, don't say Argoshe, because she, maybe she felt and she forgot. So since you must say that, not with the reason of the Shev Yankev and the Casey Placey, she's chayv without Argoshe, even she wasn't Bedek when it came there, when it came out. So you must say that she, that we cannot be matter for Argosha because it's a long time. Comes the question, if then Bezman or Merube, we don't say the reason of Loyer Gisho. So why Ksomim is Mutter Minateiro? You can't say like it says in Shulchan Aruch, the time is because she wasn't, there was Bled Argosha. And not only that, even when the Gemara says Yoshua bekarka elom, botko karka elom v'yoshua olov, and then she saw dam, so you matter because it's Leilar Goshe? Why Leilar Goshe? We keep saying that maybe the dam stayed in the poisoner for several hours. Like, since she was jumping or bending, till now. So maybe Babot Kukan Kaelim, it's also that she saw it a few hours ago and she forgot that she felt something. So how could we say that Blair Goshe is Mutter, and still when she was bathing, the Gaga praised her is Tomei Minateiro? What is the difference between both Kokarka Elom and Ksomim, and between Botko Umotso and Gaga Prezder? In both of them, you cannot say that she was feeling it, the pain of the Bdike, because it came there hours ago. So maybe by hours ago you cannot be matter for Natar Goshe. So why you matir minateiro without Argoshe by Ksomim and the Botku Karka Elom? So that's the dilemma of the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe starts explaining a long Arichas. What is the idea? The Arichas is a very many pilpulim. But what is the nekuda of his bio? There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashbo, if Argoshe means that Agzeres HaKosov, that since it wasn't Argoshe, so it's Toyer Minateiro, or since there is no Argoshe, so we assume it's not coming from the Moker, but from somewhere else. So he says, let's explain the whole sugya according to the Rambam, that we assume it doesn't come from here. When she is bedek in the praise there, and she finds minalul velifnim, minalul velechutz, and the karka of praise there, and the karga praise there, you cannot say it's coming from somewhere else. But Baksomim, or even by Botku Karka Elon, you could say it comes from somewhere else. Comes from somewhere else? How could it come from somewhere else by Botku Karka Elon? She checked the Karka Elon, she saw it's clean, and she said, and then she found dam on the Karka Elon, and we say it's Torah. So how would the Rambam explain that? So comes the Alter Rebbe and he says, he starts with the whole biur that there is a difference between the praise there and by Sachitzen. The praise there is very deep inside. Over there, you have only a lul that could be, sometimes it comes from there, but it's very rare, so we assume it comes from the locker. But if you find it in Karka Elon, and she was no Argoshe, so then we assume that maybe it came from the Bais HaChitzen, that in Bais HaChitzen there is always reasons for a little scratch, because the fingers goes in there, or when she is with her husband, so always there is a possibility of a scratch. So over there you assume. That's what the Rambam means to say. If it's inside, it's for sure from the Moker. But if outside, could be it came from the Bais HaChitzen, from the Bais HaChitzen. So therefore, when she sits on the floor, we assume that that's not coming from the Moker. Maybe it's from a scratch in the Bais HaChitzen. Even though she knows for sure it's not from Shuk Shel Tabochim. And Allah has come and become by Ksomim. So there you have even the ability of Avram Shuk Shel Tabochim. So therefore it is only to us Ksomim, and Minatero it's Mutar. This is the Biur of Alter Rebbe, but it's a difficult than Biur. The Alter Rebbe says, but if so, then when she is Beide Kinuach itself, it should also be only a Tumas Ksomim. What means Kinuach itself? She didn't go all the way in. For some reason, she just checked outside in the Bais HaChitzen. And since she's found there, so it should be Tumas Ksomim. The Rambam says Sofek. Tome mi Sofek. So we'll have to explain what the Rambam says Tome mi Sofek means, that therefore it's only Tumas Ksomim. But it's not enough. If Bais HaChitzen is only Tumas Ksomim, then when she is Beidek Bais HaChitzen Kinuach, only Kinuach, and finds them, she should be Toyer. Why? Because it has a din of Ksomim, and by Ksomim, if it's Lemekabel Tumo, it's Toyer. And here, when you're Beidek, with the aid is not Mekabel Tumo. If it's Semer Geffen or anything else, it's not Mekabel Tumo. So she should be Toyer. So, Alter Rebbe comes with the bio. Why it's even if she finds in Bais HaChitzen, it's only Tumas Ksomim. But still, she is Tomei. Even she was Beidek with the aid, who is not Mekabel Tumo. Why? So let's see how the Alter Rebbe struggles with himself in the beginning of the Agora base. ובודקו קרקע אלו ממית העירה לגמרי. ולהבה סופק דירה יצא לחומר מדרבונן. כמי בקייס לרחם די כנאמר למית לבדודה. And over there you say that it's סופק דירה יצא. Otherwise she would not be Tomei. Because she is Beidek with something which is not Mekabel Tumo. As he explains Bariches in the Kundersache. Vihilkach, we will have, Lich'era will have to say that the case of Mitzarechem Namelech Elatumas Ksomim Kmei Baal Psorim Mibachutz. So why is she Tomei? Habeidekes Bedovo Sheinem Kabel Tume Elisharit Peskim Mitzivainim. Why is she Tomei? Mishum Shekvar Hoyo Al Psorim Mibifnim. Alter Rebbe comes in with a new bill. Even if she finds in Bais HaChitzen, with the Kinuach itself, she doesn't go in too deep, it's only Tumas Ksomim. But Tumas Ksomim here is Tomei. Even though she was bedeck with something which is not Pekabel Tumei. Why? So that's what the Alter Rebbe is explaining now. That we will have to say that if she checked the kinuach, she found the blood on the bosom through something which is not mekabel tuma, as he explains it. Mishum shekvar hoyo al psorim mibifnim. So she was bathing the bosom and the bosom mekabel tuma. But if she bought kokar ka'elom and she found, so she didn't find it on her bosom, she found it on the floor. If she found the kesem on her baget and the baget is savua, she found it on the baget. She didn't bag it, find it in the bosom. That's the biur that he explains the whole aloha according to the Madur Basra. But it's a dech. Says the Alter Rebbe that it's a bdechak and ein tzorich litchik bekach. After he finishes the whole thing, he says it's still a bdechak, and maybe we will look for another explanation of the whole halacha. And that third explanation is looks like his final maskona. What is the third one? So let's tell, we just mentioned before that the Rambam says that Hargoshe is a biru, if it comes from the Mokir or not from the Mokir. The Rashba and other Paskim don't hold like that. They say it's Xeris Akosov, since she didn't have Hargoshe, so she is Toyer. So according to the Rashba, we still don't know why, when she was Bedek, even be praised her, even in a Luv Lefnim, even Al Karka praised her. Why she told me she didn't have Argoshe? So we must say that since it's a long time, so we assume there was Argoshe and also Minatero. And the blood stayed inside till it came out. And she forgot that she had a Goshe before. So what is, according to the Rashba, the difference between Bdike, even be Prezder, even in the Luv Lefnim, even be Karka Prezder, and Bortko Karka Elom, is only to Masksomim. Why? In Botko Karkaelo also it could stay in her side, in here, and it came out later. So she forgot that she had Argoshe. So according to the Rashba, we will have to find another explanation. So if we'll do that, we could say that according to the Rambam too. Let's see the third Asbore, how the Alter Rebbe is learning. He said, "Al kohach l'Rashba v'tur v'shulchano u'shar poskim de'beinan argoshe mamesh, and not because of biru. V'hai time ekosv gam ipsomim ksomim. Therefore, it ksomim is only in the rabbanon. V'leim mishum de talina me'al mose. Al kohach tzorich leima mishum." The Maire afilo bekai gavne, the lekel lemeimar, the argeshev, the argnaito. Botko karka elo means it's in a case that Yeshua that just came out now, Kigoin, Veshomuetes Arashabot Koatzma Motsutera. The whole din of the Gemara, that Botku Karka Elam means not only Botku Karka Elam. She checked herself and she saw she is clean. She checked the floor and she saw it's clean. She sat down. A few minutes later she got up and she saw blood there. So she knows that this blood came out now from her. Not that it came out before hours ago and it stayed inside and now it came out. It came out now because it's speaking in a case that she checked herself. Even the Gemara says, Botku Karka Elam, it means she checked herself and the Karka Elam. That's the only way that we could explain the difference between Bdike. Because by Bdike we assume it came before, not because she thought that she feels Bdike Tziaroso. Only because we assume that it stayed inside. And by what Karka Elam, we have to say that she was bathing herself and found clean. That's the approach of the Alter Rebbe. And then we'll have to say, to find the reason, Baksomim, you can't say that. Baksomim, she found on the baguette. So she wasn't bathing herself a minute ago. She wasn't bathing the baguette a minute ago. She just found it on a baguette. So what is the reason there? Then we will have to say that Baksomim, the reason is the second biur that we learned before in Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning, that the Rabbi says that it is because Shema Avro Beshuk Shel Tabochim, and even though it's a small sofek, but we learn out from the posik Dam Veli Kesem, that even a small sofek is Metar. So we have, according to this now, we have the Shite, that if Botko, we assume it came earlier, and then she forgot that she felt, it was Munater. If Botko Karka Elam, and Botko herself, and then she sat down, and then she got up, and then she found a drop of blood, then you're sure that it's no Bdike, no Argoshe. But if she found a Kesem, then you don't know, it's now, maybe it's a long time ago, so there is no heter of Argoshe. Then you have to be matir only because Shema Avro Shel Beshuk Shel Tabochim, and it came from outside. Yes, that's the beer, but that's a good beer for the Gemara time. But for our time, it's very, very difficult to understand this beer. And Ksomim. Avro Beshuk Shel Tabochim, and there was a spritz and came on her baguette? Yes, in the Gemara time, every lady went to Shuk Shel Tabochim to get the shechet to shecht for her the chicken. And then there was cows too that they were shechting, so spritzed all over. Even though she finds it inside on the shirt, so maybe just picked up a little bit and went, the spritz went there. Nowadays, when she finds it on the underwear, on the inside of the underwear, it's not possible at all, no suffix. First of all, in nowadays, nobody goes to Shuk Shel Tabochim. A lady will go to a slaughterhouse, they wouldn't let her in. She only gets her meat by the butcher, where everything is clean. There is no blood spritzing. So what's the suffix? It's sure that she didn't go to the slaughterhouse. And even if she would go to the slaughterhouse, and there won't be a spritz, Could Spritz go on her underwear? Inside of her underwear? Then it used to be only a dress, so there could be a drop picked up. But underwear? Underwear, it's not the metzias. It should be picked up, even if you have a spritz. So if she finds a kesem on the inside of the underwear, there is no question that it comes from her. So what would be the reason? You cannot say because she wasn't, there was no agosha, because it could be ours, and she was, we say that maybe she wasn't margish. Maybe she forgot. You cannot say me'al me'ose, because she can't go to the slaughterhouse, and even if she would go to the slaughterhouse, there was no spritz in the world that would be able to go under her underpants. It's not possible. So why are we matter a kesem inside the underwear if the underwear is big tzivanim? But we do matter. So the Alter Rebbe explained it in according to many generations ago. In our time it's not possible. So why are we matter? So the pale will matter. It could be like the first beer in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, in the second beer in the Mador Basra, in the third beer in the Gagoy. You'll have to find on what we rely. But the pale will matter ksomim, if it's a big tzivanim, like Nifsek in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Alter Rebbe explains.